Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Tacos and Tattoos. So, the power of the stories we tell ourselves is basically everything. It determines our entire consciousness and our entire reality and relationship with the world. Yesterday, I went to the first salsa dance class here in Zihuatanejo that they've had, that I've been to in probably 6 weeks. I've been back here over a week and a half, and they have not had any classes. The teacher has another business where he installs solar panels on houses, and he's been working outside of Ziwa, and so he hadn't been back to teach the classes. So I've been resting and doing other things, great. But I've also been gone for like 6 weeks because I went back to Oregon, I went to the retreat, I went to grad throw, I've been gone. And he said there was gonna be class, I went, and one of the other students there had opened the school up, and he said, oh, the teacher's not coming, Rafa's not coming, but we're all gonna just dance socially and practice things and whatever. So we did. It was really fun. And then they put on a bachata song, which I love, and everybody kind of grabbed everybody, and I was like one of the only dancer that knew how to dance bachata but didn't get to dance. And I started to feel sorry for myself, and I was already a little tired, so I grabbed my shoes and I left. And as I'm leaving and heading back home, I realized, like, well, if I would have stayed just one more song, everyone would have switched and I would have had somebody to dance with. Like, I made this whole story about, oh, they don't like me because no one asked me to dance bachata. And it's like, but that became my story. My story was that because this thing happened, I didn't get asked for this one specific song, then I started to believe that no one liked me. And it's like, that couldn't be further from the reality, because I had been dancing almost every song before that. And but it was just so funny. And I was like, no, I need to change the story. It was like, oh, the next song I would have been asked to dance, but I didn't stick around for it. I was tired anyways. Okay. But where else in your life are you telling stories about what things mean that aren't even true? And sometimes not getting what you want is actually a gift. So another way to look at it, if I'm sitting there not dancing with anyone and I'm at a social, this has happened too, I've been in the club, in the salsa club, and not getting asked to dance and feeling sorry for myself, like, oh, I'm not a good dancer, no one likes me. But if you're standing there available, maybe your dream guy comes up and he starts talking to you because you didn't get asked. Like, what? Or you make a new friend. Some lady, woman comes, some new sister friend, like, comes and stands next to you and starts talking to you, and you make your new best friend. Like, the world is full of so many beautiful experiences, and we try to make things mean something right or wrong when really they just are. So we're going to keep this short today. When you start feeling sorry for yourself or start telling yourself a certain story, what does it really mean? Does it mean anything? Or are you just making it mean something that it doesn't need to? And maybe you're not even looking at it with the right lens. You're looking at it through a negative lens when it could be a beautiful, amazing thing. So that's my invite for you today based on my lesson from yesterday. And one other quick little update is I'm working on relaunching my 5-day challenge. It used to be called the It Stops Now Dating Challenge, but now it's gonna be called Let the Masculine Lead. And I'm redoing all of the videos, all of the lessons, and going to be relaunching it, hopefully, in the next few days. It has been a huge project. I spent literally half of my workday yesterday creating just the first day's lesson because I want it to be so good, so good. So keep an eye out for that. And yeah, I will talk to you in the next episode. Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.